The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us. Bright and early Sunday morning. Okay, so it's not so bright, but at least you're joining us Sunday morning right here. And today's topic on GPS for Your Finances, Social Security and retirement. There's so many myths and misconceptions around Social Security, so I hope to try to do the best I can and point you in the right direction and give you the best strategy when using Social Security and retirement. So again, here I am, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. Got the toast going, got the eggs going, coffee, tea. We got it all going. Okay, so let's go back a little history of Social Security, kind of where it all began, because that kind of helped us understand where it is now and where we think it's going. So Social Security Act was first signed by FDR August 14th, 1935, a long time ago. And of course, if you think about 1935, you know, right in the deeper of the Depression, and people are losing their jobs left, right, and center. Our country, and actually the globe for that matter, went through a huge crisis through much of the 1930s after the booming 1920s. Now, the taxes were collected starting in January 1937. So it was signed into law in 1935, gave some people some transition. If you read some of the articles back then, back in 1937, people weren't so happy paying taxes into Social Security as we are today. Same thing. And that actually going forward, though, the first monthly benefits would start in January of 1940. So it goes back a long time ago that Social Security has been around. Now, the interesting part about all of it that we all understand is that we're living longer, healthier lives. And that's good news. The bad news is we're living longer, healthier lives. Not like that. But, you know, financially, that's a very difficult thing. Remember, back in 1940, the life expectancy was 62 years old. So it really wasn't expected to pay out much in the way of benefits. The reason why there's some challenges with Social Security, and we'll talk about that later, is because we're all living longer, healthier lives. I mean, average expectancy, probably 88 years old now. So if you do start collecting at 62, that's 26 years of benefits. So you start collecting at 66, 22 years of benefits. I don't think they thought about all that going forward back then, that they thought about all of us collecting Social Security into our 70s, 80s, and even to our 90s. So life expectancy back there was only 62 years old. Hard to believe, but that's a fact. Now, when should you start collecting Social Security? Now, you've heard so many myths, misconceptions around it. I'm going to try to break it down, I think, as simple as possible. And again, it depends on a lot of situations. But in general, if you are working and still working between the ages of 62 and 66, you really want to defer it so you get the full payout. So full payout is usually 66 and 2 months or somewhere around there. So at 62 years old, if you're making more than $14,000, you're really not going to benefit much getting Social Security payments because most of it's going to be taxed and so forth. But between 62 and 66, the benefit compounds at 8% a year. And I'll say that again. So if you let it go where you're supposed to get at 62 and you take a little calculator to it, it goes up 8% the following year and so forth and so on. There's nothing in this world that's really guaranteed to grow at 8% a year. So I think if you don't really, you know, if you don't need it, defer it. Now, I also think that's the optimal. People say, well, I want to wait to 870. You can. It depends on your break even and so forth. But between 66 and 70, gosh, you could be taking an 80, 100, some thousand dollars net. And then, yes, you get an extra 200 or 400 a month at age 70. So you really have to check. Now, one of the best ways to check is by going to socialsecurity.org. We used to get the Social Security paper in the mail. We used to get a form that shows, hey, here we are. Here's all different years of earnings. This is our maximum benefit. This is what we'll get at age 66, at 62, at 70. We now have to go online to get that. I guess the government's saving some money on this, on sending out postage stamps, but you have to go online, socialsecurity.org. And also, if you're in the middle of a decision, whether you're going to retire, whether or not you're going to start receiving Social Security, great benefits. Nothing wrong with setting up an appointment. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ken Mahoney right here, Mahoney Asset Manager on WHUD here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. And our topic is today, Social Security and Retirement. This is your GPS for your finances. And we're trying to navigate this crazy world. Sometimes we tackle taxes. Sometimes we tackle the markets. And today we're going to try to tackle Social Security. So I just said basically what you can expect from Social Security. I mean, most people think 62 in their head is when they should start collecting Social Security. Now, if they are already retired and they need that extra source of income, you know what? You got to do what you got to do and start collecting it. However, if you can wait a little bit longer and you're not retiring to 66 or 65, 65, most people try to get to is at least 65 because of Medicare, because, you know that's a big healthcare expense. So if you can get to 65, and then sometimes say, okay, heck, okay, if I can make it to 65, maybe I can make it to 66, then I can have both. I got Medicare and I can have Social Security maximum benefits, full benefits, instead of waiting to age 70. So we think the window basically to start collecting Social Security is around that full amount, which is around 66 to 67 years old. And if you're not sure, like I said, go to socialsecurity.org, punch in your Social Security number. They'll send you a temporary password. You'll change your password for protection. And in that, I think it's really important too, because sometimes people say, you know what? I did the socialsecurity.org. Ken, thanks. That's a great idea. And guess what? They had my earnings wrong. I said, yeah, that's possible. And so you really want to make sure, A, you look through the different years, your different earnings, and make sure that makes sense. And also then you want to look at the top part of it, which shows your estimated amount of Social Security for age 62, for age 66, for age 70. Now, the maximum Social Security payment one can get now at full retirement age is $2,670 per month. Of course, you have to take taxes out. A lot of people say, gee, wait a second, I'm receiving Social Security. Should I take withhold taxes? Yes. I don't think in April each year you want to deal with a big tax bill. I think anything, if you have a pension, you want to withhold some taxes, federal and state. And again, pensions sometimes are state exempt. I get that. But for Social Security, yes, you do want to withhold federal and state taxes so you don't get surprises in April. Take a little bit at a time. Now, check with your accountant what that number is. But by all means, Social Security is taxable and you should withhold some taxes. I just heard from a client this week, said, oh my gosh, in April I get hit hard with taxes. When we dissected it, we realized with her pension and Social Security, she didn't take out enough. Well, today's topic on GPS for your finances is Social Security and retirement. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning, you'll find us right here at 6 a.m. And you just heard an ad from our friend Mike Bennett from WHD, Mike and Casey in the Morning. How can you forget that? Award-winning show. And he offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, for the first 20 callers. Get your pen ready. Get your paper ready. Here we go. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday right here. Some topics like today, we're tackling Social Security. Other times we tackle taxes, the markets, politics, the economy. Oh my gosh, we do all these things all the time, every Sunday morning, but a perfect companion, all wrapped up in a book. So sometimes you're going to miss us. Sometimes you don't get all to hear all of us. Well, guess what? The companion, Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. 0101. Now, it sells on Amazon. It sells on Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you're going to get it for free. Yes, F-R-E-E. Sounds like a little cheerlead, right? Amazon and Barnes & Noble, $17.99, but for free here, 845-371-0101. So we're with you Sunday mornings, every Sunday morning, 6 a.m. We're also with you Monday through Friday. I'm on around 8:25 in the morning with Mike and Casey. I give you the market update, the WHD Hudson Valley Index, tell you what I think the day is going to happen, what the big headlines are. And then later during drive time coming back at 5:15, my colleague Bill Kugel is also talking about what's happening with the WHD Hudson Valley Index, the local index, local companies and what's happening, as well as what's happening with the national averages. So we're with you Monday through Friday, 8:25 a.m., 5:15 p.m. We get a rest on Saturday. I think we deserve a rest, right? And then Sunday, we're right back here, Sunday morning, 6 a.m., hosting a GPS for your finances. And today's topic is Social Security retirement. Right before the break, we spoke about life expectancy right back in 1935 when Social Security first came out. I was only 62 years old. So I don't think when they thought through this, they'll be living into our 70s, 80s, and 90s. And what is the best age to start collecting Social Security? Well, we do believe if you can defer it, at least defer it to age 66 or 66 in a few months. If you can try not to take it at 62 because it compounds at 8% a year your benefits. Again, easier said than done. Sometimes you have to retire early. I get it. And you need to start taking money out early. You know, we understand that. But certainly, we really think this. But if you get close to making a decision, by all means, pick up the phone, call Social Security, set up an appointment, and really try to figure out what's the best plan for you. Also, remember, SocialSecurity.org, we used to get this nice little paper in the mail. It showed us our benefits. It showed us you know, what our earnings were over the different years. Unfortunately now, or maybe fortunately, you just go online, SocialSecurity.org. They'll give you a temporary password. You need to put in your date of birth, social number, make sure it's you. And right there, you'll be able to see, right? In nice, it's four pages, front and back, front and back. And you'll see exactly what your earnings were over the years, what your Social Security benefits are. Again, of all things you listen to today, I think one of the best things on today's topic, Social Security and retirement, is go on SocialSecurity.org and pull that down for yourself. I also think the sweet spot, my feeling is, and I've run these numbers before, to take it out between 66 and 67. Why? Because, you know, between 66 years old and 70 years old, we could get more money coming out. But you could put in maybe $80,000 or $90,000 in your pocket before getting an extra $300 or $400 a month. So consider that when you're looking at Social Security. The maximum Social Security benefits now is $2,670 a month, which is quite a bit. Make sure, though, when you start receiving Social Security, you start withholding taxes. Don't want to hear these surprises in April when you have to pay your taxes. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, with you every Sunday morning right here at 6 a.m. WHD. Yes, the Hudson Valley leader in news, information, weather, everything. Mike and Casey in the morning, all good stuff right here on WHUD. So we're talking today's topic, Social Security retirement. Gave you some outlines. Now, there's all the things that are kind of interesting around Social Security when your spouse passes away and you should be able to collect Social Security. For a lot of people, this is kind of complicated. Some people don't know that it exists even. So if you lost a spouse, even if that spouse you were married to, at some point, you should be able to collect Social Security benefits. To me, the best way to figure this out is not go online and poke around. That can help you a little bit. I would actually pick up the phone, call Social Security. They really are helpful, and set up an appointment, sit down, and go along with them. People always ask me about disability, Social Security, and I have to tell you, quite frankly, the first time people, even people in really tough shape and had some really unfortunate things happen to them, they go to Social Security, they say they can't work, and they get rejected. You know, it's crazy. Most likely, you have to go through the appeal process. So don't be surprised if you really do think you have a disability and you think you should be able to get Social Security. Don't be surprised the first time through, they're going to say no. I think that's their standard answer. Remember being a kid and your parents say no just for the heck of it? No, no, no. I want this. No. I think Social Security gets like that too. No. But if you do have a disability and they do say no, you can go through the appeal process. And I know a number of clients over the years who really do have legitimate disability, who were not able to work, who were first declined and then appealed and did get the Social Security benefits. So if you do know, if it's yourself or somebody else who went through the process and was giving a no and stopped there, that may be just the beginning. So I would go back and appeal. There's an appeal process of what is, you know, legitimate disability, Social Security. Now, there's so much talk about Social Security, whether it will be around or not. And I do believe it will be around. Now, again, maybe I'm in the minority. Look, we've heard these projections that 2040, the Social Security is going to run out of money. But what they've been doing, they've been raising tax rates for FICA. Again, if you're self-employed, you pay both ways, as employer, employee. There's a lot of money that goes into FICA each month, I promise you, that goes into the kiddo. And not only that, though, if you see that, we're kind of tweaking this a little bit. You know, if you're really young now or have children or grandchildren, you know, they're not going to start collecting Social Security until they're age 67 or 68 or 69. So I think two factors will help Social Security. One, by raising taxes. Not that I want them to raise taxes, but we're seeing this. We're seeing the different limits. We're seeing how FICA changes, the rate that changes to put more money back in Social Security. And we're also pushing people back when they can start collecting Social Security. That's another way to kind of tweak the system. So I do think Social Security is very, very important to our society. I think for politicians, they need to stay far away from that, and as far as saying that it won't exist, and finding ways now, which they're already doing, to try to keep it going. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're tuning in. And the early bird gets the worm. You just heard Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 callers will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday. Some Sundays we cover the economy, markets, retirement planning. Today we're covering Social Security. All these different topics are in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So call 845-371-0101. Now, my book sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99, but the book is free for the first 20 callers. 845-371-0101. Remind you, this is not a syndicated show. I grew up in Hudson Valley. I still live in Hudson Valley and probably will die in Hudson Valley. So I've been part of the community for a very long time. Not a syndicated show. We work on this every Sunday. Hopefully bring the best topics that you're asking about. And today's topic, Social Security and retirement. Before I go there, I want to remind you, Monday through Friday, we have the market report, the WHD Hudson Valley Index, as well as what happened in national averages. I do it every Monday through Friday at 8:25 a.m. before the market starts at 9:30. And then drive time coming home at 5:15. My colleague Bill Kugel also gives you what's happened with the local markets, the WHUD Hudson Valley Index, as well as what's happened in national averages. So we're with you Monday through Friday, 8:25 a.m., 5:15 p.m. drive time. We get a day off on Saturday, and here we are Sunday morning sharing a GPS for your finances. So right before the break, we're talking about disability Social Security. If you or a loved one or a friend was turned down by them, you know, you're not alone. This is what they do, and you may have to appeal that process. We also spoke right before the break about if you are married and you lost a spouse, you're also entitled to Social Security benefits. And even if you were divorced and the spouse passed away, you're also entitled to benefits. And sometimes, you know, there's myths and misconceptions around Social Security, and I know you can check online and Google and do all those things, but sometimes the best thing for your own situation is picking up the phone, calling Social Security, setting up a meeting, and going through your particulars. In this case, you know, a spouse who passed away, or a disability, or in some cases, a spouse that passed away, even if you're divorced, you still get benefits. Now, the thing about Social Security is most people think around 62 years old start collecting. As I mentioned earlier, we really want to start letting that go as long as we can, because the payments are going to compound at 8% a year. And as I mentioned before, there's nothing else that really compounds at 8% a year. So that's a good deal. So how do we do that? Well, let's say you have a pension coming in. Maybe you could take the pension earlier and defer your Social Security. Again, there's so many different strategies around this, but let's say you get Social Security, you know, you start, you know what, damn, I shouldn't have taken it because I had enough pension money coming in and I'm paying a whole bunch of taxes. So you really want to figure out what's a sweet spot for you. Typically, most people, again, if you have a pension, you probably will retire earlier. Maybe 62 is the time you start taking money out. However, the goal is to try to get around 66 to 67 will you get your full Social Security. And look, sometimes we have to work a little bit longer than we like. Again, that's not a great advice people want to hear from me. But certainly, if that's going to help out your Social Security benefits, that may help out your pension, and they may get you the bridge over to Medicare. Because look, healthcare costs are very expensive. Right now, you may be subsidized by a company. But let's say you retire at 62 and you got to pay your own health insurance for the next 3 years. That's not easy. In fact, I know a lot of people who actually wait to 65 at least to retire so that they do have that Medicare. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. Today's topic, Social Security and retirement, how to deal with Social Security, when to start receiving it, the prospects of Social Security being around, all these type of things we tackled. And we're with you here every Sunday morning right here at 6 a.m. So Social Security, there's a lot of ways to kind of be looking at this. The goal is not to take it to 62 is one of the factors we said. Try to defer as long as you can. And it's an 8% a year compounding. And if you're not sure about that, go to socialsecurity.org, get yourself a user, a password, get all that stuff together. Make sure you change your password once you get it. And at socialsecurity.org will show you exactly what I'm talking about. At age 62, you get, let's say, $1,000. And at age 63, you get $1,080 per month, and so forth and so on. And that may give you incentive to push it back longer. Even if you're 50 years old right now, 45 years old, you know, it doesn't matter, and you're still 10, 15, 20 years away from Social Security, there's nothing wrong with going to socialsecurity.org, make it a pattern like once a year. I always tell people around tax season, hey, you got all your stuff out for taxes anyway. You got your statements all over your dining room table. As you can picture that, right? But why not take a look at your Social Security benefits around that time during tax season, because that's the best time to do it, because you're going to be doing that anyway. So each year around tax season, go to socialsecurity.org. Make sure they have the proper earnings. I can't even tell you. I would say maybe 5 to 10% of people tell me that Social Security messed up or they had something messed up with it. You know, you want to catch it now, not 20 years from now. So whether or not you're close to retirement, 10 years from retirement, 20 years from retirement, I think the socialsecurity.org is probably the best thing you can do about it. Your maximum Social Security benefit is based on 35 working years. How do they do it? Well, it's a formula. And that's why some people are really surprised when they punch in their Social Security and say, wait, I thought it'd be a lot more. They basically take an average over 35 years, an algorithm that they use. It's well posted on Google. I don't want to get to all the details of how they do it. But basically, they take a look, a long-term view. So some people say, well, gee, you know, I made a lot of money the last couple years, but 30 years prior, I really didn't do so well. I'm surprised my benefits are so low because, man, that's what they're doing. They're taking a very long-term approach looking at your benefits. In 2016, the full retirement age was $26.39 per month. Again, if you start receiving Social Security benefits, I can't tell you enough to make sure you withhold your taxes. I see people all the time tell me that they didn't check off a box to withhold taxes, federal taxes, state taxes for Social Security, and then they get a big surprise in April. We don't want big surprises in April. We don't want any surprises when it comes to those type of things, particularly in April 15th. Well, this year was April 17th. Actually, it was April 18th, as it turned out, when taxes were due. So we don't want any surprises. So the number here is, in summary, you want to go to socialsecurity.org. If you're very close to retirement, I have to make a decision about disability, about a spouse passing away, about a divorce, you want to set up a meeting with Social Security and double check that. But the golden rule is try to defer Social Security as long as you can. Try to get to age at least 66 and change. Will you get your full Social Security? Well, until next week, and everybody here from Mahoney Asset Management, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.